Yud Dalad Sivan, Monday the 17th of June, Rabbi Naftali Meir Lieberman. Is teaching Torah my obligation, or is learning enough?
Thank you, Aaron. Good morning. So that was a question, is teaching Torah enough? Is learning Torah enough, or enough to teach as well? So to break into this subject, I've got some copies which Benji?
Benji.
And it's built upon a... We'll start off with the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs. Where the Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs brings the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which we know is one of the most critical Mitzvahs in the Torah. And it's Mitzvah Yud Aleph. It's at the top of the page, it's a double-sided page, at the top of the page, where it says Rambam Sefer Mitzvahs, Lilmoy Torah Ulelamdo. And here the Rambam has a fascinating chiddush. There's two Mitzvahs in teaching Torah. And learning Torah. One is I have to learn myself. I've got to learn. Lo yamoretz chosid. I've got to learn. And the second one is I've got to teach. Once I know Torah, I've got to give it over. Most Rishonim count the mitzvah of learning Torah and the mitzvah of teaching Torah as two separate mitzvahs. Not everyone who's learned can teach, not everyone who can teach can learn. It's two different worlds. I'm learning, I'm doing my bit, and one day maybe I'll teach, but you can't count them as one big mitzvah. The Rambam has a chiddush. He puts the mitzvah of learning Torah and the mitzvah of teaching Torah as one big mitzvah. Take a look inside the Rambam. It starts off with the Rambam Sefer Mitzvah. I've got to put number one and number two on. He shet zivanu lilmoy Torah ulelamdo. We've been commanded to learn Torah, ulelamdo, to teach Torah. V'zeu anikra Talmud Torah. Interesting words from the Rambam. Talmud Torah is the connection between the two. When I'm loimet, I'm melamet, the two together is Talmud Torah, which itself needs a hesber. Vu Omroi, says the Rambam, where do we know it's a mitzvah to teach Torah? So the Rambam is a famous pasuk, we say this every day in davening, Vishinantom levonecho elu hatalmidim. We say we have to every day, Vishinantom levonecho, and Chazal say, Al tikri bonecho el talmidecho. The Rambam brings a raya, Visham ne'ma etzel anevim, but it says Benavim that they spoke to Bnei HaNavim, and Bnei HaNavim are the Talmidim, so therefore we know that children are Talmidim. So the Rambam says, the mitzvah is to learn Torah and to teach Torah to Talmidim, and he brings the pasuk in the Shinantom, Sheyiyu Devei Torah Eila Talmidim. And this Rambam is very strange. The Rambam starts off with the mitzvah to teach, not the mitzvah to learn. It's bad enough, the Rambam starts off with, makes these two mitzvahs as one, to learn and to teach. But he brings as a primary source the chiyuv to learn Torah from Vishnatul Nech to teach Torah. I can't teach till I've learned. Look at the Rambam, starts off, Shenema Vishnatul Levonecho, Eila Talmidim. The Rambam says, what's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? To teach Torah. Just one second. I have to first learn. I have to first know. Where do I know that I have to know? So the Rambam continues and he says there's another child with Vishinantom. Vishinantom, Sheyihiyu Divrei Torah Mechudotim Beficho. Torah should be sharp and clear in our mouths. Sheyihiyu Divrei Torah Mechudotim Beficho. So we have two Mekeiros from the word Vishinantom. Vishinantom Levonecho means teach students. And Vishinantom means become sharp and Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Two Mekeiros, two mitzvahs, all packaged together as one. Vishinantom levonecho, teach Torah. Vishinantom sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudotim beficho. Shinun lashon hakodesh is sharp. The shanin is a sack that's sharp in the knife. So therefore we've got two mitzvahs packaged in one from one word. The word Vishinantom tells us sheyiyu divrei Torah mechudotim beficho. Torah should be sharp in our mouth. Vishinantom, that Torah should be taught to Talmidim levonecho elo atalmidim. So the question is, how does this come to be that one word has two separate explanations?
What's the source of the word Talmud, actually?
Talmud. Oh, so the Rambam says, where it comes from, we've got Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi. It's a fascinating Rambam. The Rambam says, when you're teaching, you're learning, it's called Talmud. Loimed, Tilmad, Talamed. Somehow or another, I don't know if I'm trying this, they merge together, and there's a concept called Talmud. Talmud Bavli is about learning and teaching, Mechira. I don't know why that's called Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is the merging between teaching and learning. But Akoponim, that's what the mitzvah is. We learn them both from Vishinantom. And the word Vishinantom, when we say it in the morning, it's got two translations. Either I'm teaching, or I'm becoming sharp. And and we use the same word twice. The Rambam said we use both droshes, tell us both parts of the mitzvah. It's a very strange thing that the word, one word can translate to two, and two droshes all in one mitzvah. It's a very, very, we have to understand what this means. But that's the question of the Rambam. He puts together learning and teaching. He learns it all from one pasuk. He seems to put teaching before learning. And that's the question we have to understand. Let's move on to another question. Vishnatam levonecha. The Gemara says, "Bonecho, don't read it literally. Read it as your talmidim. Change the word bonim to talmidim." And the Gemara explains why when you set somebody up in a physical way, then we fathers physically. When we set up a talmid as student in Torah, then we've born him, we've given birth to him in a spiritual way. But how do Chazal know that Vishnatam levonecho is teaching your children? We know there's another pasuk. Rambam brings afterwards. We all say this every day. So you see, there's a mitzvah for a father to teach a child. So who told Vishnatam levonecho? Chazal had the right to change it to in a talmidim. That's all. Eshnish. Vishnatam levonecho is teaching your children. Where do we suddenly know Chazal changed Vishnatam to bonecho? Maybe Vishnatam means talmidim. Maybe Vishnatam means take a bonecho babish. Who gave Chazal the right to change the word Shantar Ronech Eilat Amidim and tell me that I have to teach Tamidim? Epshanish, maybe not. Maybe Shantar Ronech means your children, like it says Vatamis Menechem. So what's the answer? That's going to have to be that Shinantom is a lotion of being sharp. That connects with Tamidim. But that's what we're going to get this. That's the difficulty in this one. So to open up the sugi a bit, there's a famous letter from Yisrael Salanta in Perik Chof Zayin of Igeres of Yisrael, Igeres of Yisrael, not Yisrael. But Yisrael says there are four levels of learning Torah. Four stages, four parts, four chiyuvim. He goes as far as calling them four mitzvahs in learning Torah. The four levels, according to Yisrael, are Limud HaTorah, Yediyas HaTorah, Havanas HaTorah, and Hirah. Four levels of Torah, very famous in Yisrael. Hirah, very to Paschal Shainas. That's the highest resource, and this is the highest level possible. So the simplest level is Limud HaTorah, the mitzvah of learning Torah. If Yisrael says this mitzvah is a mitzvah which you mekayim with anything you learn. If somebody would take Parshas Bamidbar 2 weeks ago, and learn it all day, the numbers and the counts, and how many yidin there were, there's very little halacha learned from there. There's certainly very little practical halacha learned from there. But he would say Torah all day, all night, Parshas Bamidbar, he's okay. He's learning Torah. Mitzvahs Limud HaTorah exists. He's done Limud HaTorah. If a person would go through the Deiris Me'ah Avraham Ad Noach, the end of Parshas Bereishis there, he's learning Torah. This Yid is Yetzir Mitzvah Torah. But says Rabbi Yisrael, that mitzvah is a great mitzvah, but it's not going to get there. The mitzvah which goes after that is Vishinantum Lovanat Vishinantum. Shiyu divrei Torah mechadon mefichah, which is a mitzvah of yediyas haTorah, to know kol haTorah kulo, shas bavli, shas yerushalmi, sifro, sifri, shulchan aruch, mesikenim, shach taz, magen avraham, shai tshuva, to know kol haTorah kulo. That's the second level. So vishinantom shiyu divrei Torah mechadon mefichah is not enough to actually learn Torah, but we have to know Torah. It's knowing the fact. The third level is what Yisrael says hischak muspatera. We would call it lamdas. To understand Torah deeper. When electricity first came out, nobody knew what electricity was. No place would spoke about electricity. So the daylight there, at that time, had to try grapple with the new concept called electricity, and be mevin dovo miteich dovo, be medama milsa le milsa, and that can only happen with a very deep understanding of Torah. When all the modern shaylas came up, it was through the hischak was b'Torah. So it brings the Gemara. The Gemara says, horeitza sheyachkim yasoik b'dinei momenus. Somebody wants to become wise should learn dinim omnes from tzibo kamo bas. The Gemara says it's mayim hanoivea. It's an unending stream. It's a spring which just constantly flows water. Anybody knows? You take those three mesechtas, you just go deeper and deeper and deeper. And every story you say brings up more problems and more problems. It just doesn't stop. So that's hischak mespatera, becoming wise, becoming learned. Mevin dova miteich dova medama milsa lemilsa. So we have to learn. We have to know, we have to understand deeply. And then Yisrael says a chiddush. It's not absurd parent until one learns Yisrael properly. There's a fourth level called Hirah. Hirah is the ability to pass the shailas. I don't just to pass the shailas, you know, to pass the shailas with a clarity. I'll try to explain this in a second, but that's the highest level is Hirah. So Mashal says, You got Baba Kama, Baba Tzia, Baba Basra, and then Sanhedrin. Because once you've learned Dine Mominus, you've got the level of Ischakmos, then you get to become a Iro. Now, let's understand what that means, the highest level. Let's start from the top level of a Iro. The famous Gemara, I think it's on our paper over here. Yeah. It's on the second Maramokum in the paper, where it's Perik Isha Niklis, the Flamed of Life and Gedushin. The Gemara says like this, Tanu Rabbonim, Vishinantom, Sheyiyu Divrei Teira Mechudodim Beficho. Teira should be sharp in your mouth. What does that mean, Teira should be sharp in my mouth? It should be sharp in my brain. It's sharp in my mouth is a funny getter. So the Gemara says, Sheim Yishalcha Odom Dovo, if a man asks you any matter, you do not hesitate and tell him, tell him straight away. Now there's a famous Gemara on this, but there's a double lotion over here. The Gemara says, somebody asked me a question. Don't hesitate to tell him, There's two stages. There seems to be a man who's megamgein v'omer. He hesitates and then he can give an answer. And there's somebody who is omer le'miyad and no gimgum. What are these two levels? Then what's that Chasam Sefer? Chasam Sefer used to get bags of questions every day. Batim Shas and Chuvas. Chasam Sefer would sit down and just write Chuvas. Knock them out. Questions from all over, like goodness and the most difficult questions. And he just sat down and wrote them out. So somebody said to Chasam Sefer, where did the Rebbe work out all these funny cases? You know, these are the weirdest cases coming. And you look at the Chuvas Svarim, the most crazy cases turn up. And the Chasam Sefer just comes and knocks them out. When did you think about this case? The Chasam Sefer said, when I learn a sugya, I learn it to the depth that there's going to be no question that will come up that I can't immediately deal with it. Because once the concept's clear, anything will be okay. The practicalities are of no relevance. Once I've got the concept clear, it's going to be fine. So now, that's the highest, that's Heiro. That's Heiro means the Gedei Heiro, and Moshe Feinstein from Zalman Eibach, who had the ability to zoom in on any question and just knock it off. So that's what the Gemara says, this is Neira. It's not enough to know Teira. She'etiv Teira mechudodim beficho, they sharpen your mouth. She'mishal chodom atagam gave the Teira maloi. It's one thing to have let me set the question, let me work it through, I'll take a couple of hours and I'll call you back. Atagam gave ela emaloi miyad. That's the highest level of Torah. He knows it on his fingertips. He walks in, the question comes, and he answers it because he's worked it through. Not just the facts. Because the facts of the Gemara are not going to help you for the weird cases, different cases. It's only going to help you when you worked it through to such a clarity that any question fits in, slots into somewhere that you've sorted out. That's the highest level. The lowest level is Mitzvah's Limud HaTorah. This is very, very interesting because what's the Makor of Mitzvah's Limud HaTorah that we have to learn every day? So we know the Gemara says the Gemara says in Menachos Tzadik Tzedek, the second page of our Maror Kemes here. The Gemara says it's just the last shallow line, the first lot of lines, the fifth line down. Mitvarim Sherev Yosi Nilmoit. From the words of Yosi we can learn. Afil Lishan Olam Era Perik Echad Shachis Perik Echad Arvis Kai Mitzli Yamush. From the words of Yosi we can learn that if a person only said one Perik of in the morning and one perik of shachris, one's mekayim the mitzvah of le yomush seifa teres emipicha. The word continues. Afilei karal vale krishma shachris vaharvis kayim le yomush. Even if we only said shema and vahafta in the morning and shema after the night, we would be kayim not mitzvah krishma mitzvah sasei of le yomush seifa teres emipicha, which is mitzvah seif kvi sitma teres. This is the lowest level and the most makel shitter that by the end one can be mekayim mitzvah Kvius itav latera by saying Krishma in the morning, Krishma and Vahafto, possibly Vahim Shemaya in the morning, and Krishma and Vahafto, Vahim Shemaya in the afternoun. The Gemara says on that, but doubles are also lema lamoritz. You can't tell us lamoritz because he's gonna be mekel. And others say mitzvah lema lamoritz. Others say it's a mitzvah to tell him. Rashi explains, you tell lamoritz that be'emes you could be yotze Krishma with Krishma shachar and harvest. And he sees people sitting and learning all day, he'll say, what's going on over there? They could have been Yotzer, must be something in Torah. And he's going to learn more. Rashi has another shah as well, but the point is, there's a shit which says we could be Yotzer, Shachris V'Arvis, with Krishma. What does that mean? Krishma is a mitzvah as Krishma. As the Sumech explains, that the Le'yomush Seifa HaTorah Azem Mipicho is a chiyuv, a minimum chiyuv on every yid, have a connection with Torah every day. Le'yomush Seifa HaTorah Azem Mipicho. Torah should leave a yid's mouth every day. When you've read Krishma, Kabbalah's Malchus Shemaim, Kabbalah's Mitzvahs, Vavtorech HaKemu'avos Hashem, Yiras Shemaim, Vadibarot HaBom, which is Talmud Torah, I've connected with Torah, that's enough for me to survive, B'di'evet, L'yom Rishtei Vadayim Tzicha. But, says Al Samech, the end of the Pasuk Yitzvah, Gisa Bo'yayim HaValayim. Higoyim is to think deeply in Torah, to be deeply engrossed in Torah. Hegyoyim Libi Lefanecha, my deepest thoughts. One can only have deep thoughts in Torah if one's mind is constantly occupied with Torah. So Sameach says it's like every mitzvah in the Torah. There's the minimum amount. You can get Esrei for £15 and you'll be yoked to the bracha. You get Esrei for £250. So Sameach says you can take an Esrei and you can pick it up, make a bracha, shake it, and put it down. Well, I did. Pick it up, put it down. You don't have to do that, really. Amshe Yerushalayim, the Gemara says, held the Esrei and lulav the whole day till after davening. It's the same mitzvah. As long as you're holding on to it, you can do more. The Gemara says, on Pesach night, you can eat matzah, every kazayis you eat it, you want kazayis you eat it. There are many mitzvahs that have a minimum amount and a maximum amount. So in Torah says Al Sameach, which is the most powerful mitzvah, there has to be a minimum amount, because the Yidu hasn't got time, he's busy with his parnasi, he can't manage, he's got a minimum time. A person who's got more time has to do more. It's not voluntary, Al Sameach, very rough, he says, don't let somebody think he's going to get away with a small amount if we can do more, because that's the chiyus of a person's life. We'll see. So that's the limit of that Torah. But any time I've learned, I've connected, I've had a message, I've been carrying the minimum amount, of course, the more, the better. Idiyas HaTorah, that's the mitzvah you're all working on. Every person at his own level, trying to conquer more Torah. More knowledge is more understanding. More knowledge is v'lemata v'asisem. I'm learning to do. I'm getting closer, I'm becoming more of an observant person, it's a tachlis of Torah, keeping more mitzvahs, keep more clarity. The more I know it, the better it is. We all know, we'll talk about this later, that when we learn something which we weaken, it strengthens us. Learning Torah builds our kesher with maisa, with doing v'lamata v'asisam, with kiyum mitzvahs. And then there's havonas ha-Torah, is to understand the Torah deeply. And Rosh Hashanah here writes, he says, contrary to popular belief, the only a rov is going to become a pesach. He has to learn Torah deeply. He says, but somebody who's just learning a Gemara, he doesn't have to learn Torah deeply. He has to get the facts straight. So there'll be swallows at all. This is because when a person's trained himself to learn deeply, then everything he learns makes a difference. Everything he learns is coming on a different level. So even whenever we're learning, at the same time as picking up our bekiyas, our facts, our ideas, our Torah, when we learn to break into a sugya, then we get to that sugya, we see something more. Because we've trained ourselves to think a little bit deeper. The deeper we see, then the more we see in every Gemara we've learned. The more we connect up, the more we connect, the better we're going to become. That's a mitzvah, is chakmus batayra. Then, of course, a mitzvah zayra, to be able to pass kashaylas, the should help us, we should all be able to get there. That's a very, even Badi Tamid Chachom is striving for this. This the Gemara says, echod me elef yotzele yro. One out of a thousand people are going to yeshiva, come out to Hiro. There's many places. But Hiro means, call out Torah, kula be'il, like Rosh Friday, sit down and write Jews wherever you are. That's a tremendously high level of Torah. So that's the four levels. Now let's think about teaching Torah. So now we know, knowing Torah, wise in Torah, Londas, learning Torah, knowing Torah, becoming wise in Torah, becoming a Baal Hiro, a Meira Hiro, Yisro, that's the four levels. Where does teaching Torah come in? What is teaching Torah come? Teaching Torah. So here's a fascinating thing. It's a mission in others, which we all know, but we might not associate. Harbe lomadati me rabbeisa. I learned a lot from my rabbis. Ve yoisa me chavirai, umi talmida yoisa me kolom. Now, did anybody in the beautiful Chasam Sefer, the Chasam Sefer says on Shuras we have milk, because Torah is compared to milk. So with us, Torah is compared to water. Ein mayim ela Torah. And Chazal tell us, yayin, so Torah is compared to wine. What's going on over there? Chasam says beautiful. He says when a person starts off, he needs milk. A human being needs to survive on milk. When we get older, we have water. When we get really old, we have wine. So he says when a person learns Torah, his first learning by his Rebbe is like milk. He's learning Torah, which is Mechilas milk. Just to become founder of Torah, one has to have milk. Then milk can only be given by somebody else. When he learns on his own, he goes to Kol. He learns on his own. It's finished with his rabbis. It's like water. You help yourself to drink with water. You go to the well, you help yourself. When the water and the yayin, the milk has been in the person for so long, for many years, it's percolated, it's become strong, then you can start teaching. That's the beginning of yayin. Yainstein, which has been inside the barrel for many, many years. And then, eventually, you empty out the barrel, you start drinking it. So that's the third level of Torah. Teaching Torah is Yayin. So it's Cholov, Mayim, and Yayin. Now, we all know that without Cholov, we have no foundation. Without having a Rebbe, we don't start. So it's critical. Without Chavrusa, it also doesn't work. And the Gemara says, "Mitalmidai Yosem Mikolov." That means I've got my Rebbes, I've got my Chavrusas, higher, and even above that is my Talmidim. So if it's Mefurish in the Mishnah, I can't really get to Shleimus and Torah without Talmidim. It's a Mishnah. Mishnah Mefurishes. There's no way out of it. Umeda comes out, when the Rambam talks about learning Torah and teaching Torah, he says, Shiyu divrei Torah mechudodin beficha, Torah should be sharp. The classic sharpness is teaching Talmidim. Kveig writes in a letter, that Reif Torosi mi Talmida, the majority of my Torah came from my Talmidim. Avram Pam was the Isha Emes, was very bothered by this lashon. Reif of Rebbe Kveig's Torah came from his Talmidim. He said a beautiful pshat. He said that a Rebbe can be sitting working on a sugya, and he has 20, 30 kash on the sugya. He just doesn't know where to start. And he's giving shiur to a Talmid, and even a simple Talmid suddenly says a thought. Maybe we ask a question, and that question suddenly, wow! The Talmud doesn't even know what he said, but the Rebbe, who's been working on the sugya, and he's stuck. Suddenly, wow, that's an amazing thought. That could, and suddenly everything becomes clear. So, Reiv Teirosi means of the Abkus in Teira. I had so many problems, and the Talmud, without even realizing, said a vart, and that. When you give a shiur, often you're giving a shiur, suddenly, wow, suddenly the brain soul comes, b'schus the people giving the shiur to. Many times I walk into a shiur, and I don't yet have the answer. And between us and the Talmidim, suddenly the shiur just turns up, the vart comes out. So therefore it's poshut. If we're talking about coming to Shleimus in Torah, of Nekar Torah Kulo, Shiyu Divrei Torah Mechudodin Beficha, it's impossible without Talmidim. The Heilige Chasam Sofer, we spoke about before, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, they were rebels of Talmidim, all their lives. They taught. Because teaching gives clarity. Well, maybe we go back to the Rambam, we ask the question, Vishinantom Torah should be taught to Talmidim, Vishinantom Torah should be sharp in your mouth. It's the same thing. Sharpness will only come through Talmidim. Shiyadivitayim mechadodim meficha will only happen when we involve the Talmidim. And I think this is practical for everyone. Anyone can teach. So I take somebody who knows a bit less than us. Wherever it's going to be. In the olden days in the Shtetlach, there was one Rebbe for 20 Talmidim. 20 boys used to come to the Cheder. They couldn't afford a Rebbe for each one. So I heard from a Yid that what used to happen was, the Rebbe used to teach three boys, one Perek. And you tell them, you go teach these three boys, and in the meantime, you take those three boys to another one. They were all learning and teaching, and learning and teaching. The Stag said, when you teach something, it's like learning 50 times. So by 50 times, everyone knows that. When you teach something, it's like learning 50 times, because you've got the pressure to say it, somehow gets embedded in the brain, whatever it's going to be, I don't know the reason for it. So maybe it comes out and says, well, it's done merely. When the Rambam writes, mitzvah say, lil material under, the question was, many Rishonim count as two separate mitzvahs, learn and teach. No. Learning is teaching. Teaching is, better said, teaching is learning. Vishinantam, Shidirutel Mechadon Meficha, Vishinantam Ela Tamidim. So we said, what maybe means Vishinantam means Banecha. Vishinantam means sharp. Sharpness can only come from Tamidim. They sharpen the Rebbe's mind. The Rebbe is forced to prepare for them. Just finish off with a little bit of Divya God on this. It's a famous Chazal. Barossi Yetzorah, Barossi Torah Tavrim. I created the Yetzorah. We actually created humanity with our Yetzirah. Or Rossi Torah Tavrin, but I've created an antidote, a medicine, which is Torah. Okay. Shalom says, if somebody was ill, and he goes to his local GP, I'm paraphrasing it, and the doctor says to him, this is the medicine you need. And he wants to get a second opinion, no one's going to have any tinnitus. It's only your GP. He goes to a specialist, he says, this is the treatment you need. He wants a second opinion, we'll also excuse you, we can also be forgiven. But if he goes to the top doctor in the world, the biggest expert, he says, this is the only treatment for your illness. And he says, well, maybe not. He's an idiot. Says Mesillas Yesharim, if the Eibishter who made us tells us, Barossi Yetzirah, we were wired with a Yetzirah, Barossi Torah Tavlin, there's no other way. Yisrael in the letter says that there are two types of medicines famous of Yisrael. One is when you learn Torah, any Torah has a skull to help a Yid grow in his fight Yetzirah. And the second thing is learning specifically for a problem I'm dealing with. I'm talking too much Rosh Hashanah, I learn Chavetz Chaim, I feel my Hilchus Shabbos is weakened, so I learn Hilchus Shabbos. I feel my Mitzvah Tam Torah, I learn Mitzvah Tam Torah. And Rosh Hashanah says, when you learn something which is designated to the thing you're working on, that's a different story. That's amazing. We all know that. I don't know if people here have read books on diets, but I've read quite a few. It doesn't help. You can read as many books as you want. It doesn't help, yeah? But we know that we learn Chofetz Chaim every day properly, it does all. Everybody who learns Chofetz Chaim properly, be'iyun, be'tmidus, be'chazara, you stop talking about Shemara. It's magic. If Shaul said, that's how it works. How does this work? There's a story with Chiz Van Abli, I'll say it quickly, we're running out of time. Chiz Van Abli, he had some chassidim who came from a village, and they're going to the Rebbe on Chanukah. Now, in every town in Europe, many towns in Europe, there's Nebuchadnezzar Meiser, the local Meiser used to give all the snitch away to the HMRC and give away all the Yidden who were making their bromfim under the table. Well, this Meiser is a from Yid. He was a Meiser, and he caused terrible sorrows for the Yidden. He hears they're going to the Chayzah for the Blue for Chanukah. He says, do you mind if I send you a kvittel to the Rebbe? What's the kvittel? Hatzlocha with Parnosa. Find a few more Yidden to snitch on. The Yidden didn't know what to do. If I give the kvittel, the Rebbe might give a brocha, then we're really screwed. And if I don't give a brocha, then we're really in trouble. So they decide, Chayzov Mablin, he can see everything. He'll know straight away what this guy is, and he'll sort him out. They come on the second night, Chanukah, 8 o'clock, they give him the kvittel to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, as that grace of licht, such a big light, he should have brocha, vatzlocha, and everything good. They want to find a new Rebbe. he's lost the plot. Eh? So they went to the one, the older Hasidim, and said to him, hey, what's going on over here? Is he losing it? He said, go tomorrow morning after Shacharis, he's Mekabel again. Go again, give the kirkel. Right? So he gives the kirkel, and he says, Rosha, he should have any parnasa, and everything's sorted. So they went back to the older Chassid, and said, just tell what's going on over here? Last night he sees he's a tzaddik, my sees he's a Rosha. So go home and find out what he was doing at 8 o'clock on the second night of Hanukkah. Find out what he was doing. And you'll see the answer from there. They went home, they made some discreet inquiries, and it turns out that at 8 o'clock of the second night of Hanukkah, exactly then, the Shtot Moisa was doing nothing less than lighting his Hanukkah lamp. It's talked about like Tanya, that when a person does a mitzvah, a kedusha comes down on that person, which is so powerful, that his neshama is misyachet with the Eibishter, with the beginning from Chibuk and Nishuk with the Eibishter, and at that moment there's such a great oil on that person that nothing can be seen. When the Chayzer sees a Yid who's lighting Menorah amidst the Rabbonon, the Kesha is so strong that he sees nothing. All the riches is covered over by the light. Maratani explains, the Mishnah says that Tamid Chachom used to stop when the farmers came to bring Bikurim, they all stopped, closed their gemaras and stood up l'chvodom. He says some of these farmers must have been really simple people. Amamish Bikur, he writes, Balatanya writes, Burim v'amaratzim, people knew nothing. He says, no, they're doing a mitzvah. They're oisik in a mitzvah. Forget about it, everyone stands up, the shechina's over there. He says, you know why Chil Shabbos is so strict? He says, because when Shabbos comes in, it's chal on a human being, Kedusha Shabbos. And when we do an Aveira, we bring mechalul the Shabbos. He says, we don't see it. He brings the apostle from Osof. Bahamois vayisi imoch. He says, we're like animals, you know, a cow grazing in the grass, and he sees the plane going into the Twin Towers. He looks up, interesting, looks down, goes to munch his grass. Bahamois vayisi imoch. We don't feel it. We don't feel that, because it's there. So Malatanya says, when a person learns Torah, the kedusha of the Torah is so strong, the Malatanya says, it lasts afterwards. Even when you finish learning, it stays. When a person does a mitzvah, during the mitzvah the kedusha is there, afterwards not. So Ishtein Gemon. Rabbani explains that kedusha, the level of kedusha going to come down and connect us up, depends on how much rotzim we have. And when we're learning or doing the mitzvah just because we have to, a bit of kedusha comes down. But when we come with a slavos hanefesh, with a deep, deep rotzim, to connect up with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he says that the power, the kedusha, is so strong, it's unbelievable. Let's go back to what we started off with. When I'm learning Torah, any Torah connects with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I'm learning Torah because I want to become close, I want to fix up a problem I have. So I'm learning Hilchus Lashon Hara because I feel weak in Lashon Hara. Hilchus Shabbos, I want to mechazer my Shabbos. Hilchus Tshuva because I want to do Tshuva. See, it's not just learning Torah, it's not just doing a mitzvah, it's coming close with a cheshik, with a taiva. That sort of Torah changes a person. The Kedusha comes on a person and gives them the power to fight. Hashem oiz lama yitin, Hashem yivarech hasan bashalim in oiz ala Torah. We'll finish off with one last bit of Gemara. The Gemara says, Tsefer Rosha le Tzadik umavakish la misoi. The Rosha, which is Yitzhara, looks at the Tzadik, umavakish la misoi, wants to kill him. We're not talking about a stump person, it's a Tzadik. This Tzadik could be working for Klal Yisrael. He can be a world famous speaker, he can be doing so much good. But the Yitzhara is out to kill him. Tsefer Rosha le Tzadik umavakish la misoi. HaKadosh help, he can't survive. What is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help? It's a posh fat tefillah. Might suggest a different shot. Ein oiz ano teira. When a person connects up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah and mitzvahs, specifically through Torah, oiz roi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're learning my Torah, you're connecting up, I'm going to give you the power to survive, to fight this great Rosh of the Yetzer Hara, and that will attack a Rizeichah to come true. Yeah.